Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. I am Joker, and tonight we're going to be talking about long-distance relationships, why they're wonderful for women, but why they're completely terrible for men. And this one's pretty easy, but we're going to look into it a little bit deeper, because I know a lot of guys, I've actually got a lot of messages from some of you guys saying, hey man, trying to make this long-distance relationship work, and I think she's stepping out on me, or it's not working out so well for me. Long-distance relationships don't work for men. What are we talking about when we talk about long-distance relationships? We talk about ones that are where you're not seeing each other on a pretty regular basis. Is it a long-distance relationship if it's an hour away? Not if you can jump in a car or a tram or a bus or a train and go see them and it doesn't take very long. And then you can spend a couple of days there, maybe a weekend, come home. That's not so long distance. What I'm talking about is where you don't see each other for an extended period of time. Why does this not work for men? We're going to talk about that in just a second. But first, a few things to bring up first. These are just little things I find as I'm looking through the web for stories that I'm going to do for you guys. And this one, we have a picture of a bug testing site where you can go in and test to see if you've caught the bug. And on the left is one sign that says, do not enter if you have symptoms of the bug. And on the right, it says bug test center. So apparently you can go here and get tested if you're curious, but if you're actually feeling a little ill, please don't show up. We don't want you here. I don't know. It doesn't make much sense to me, but here we are. Welcome to 2021. Another quick story here. This has to do with this fits in well with today's sponsor, me. Here we have a young man has been charged over an offensive tweet about Captain Sir Tom Moore. Now, I don't know about who Sir Tom Moore is, but a 35-year-old man has been charged after allegedly posting an offensive tweet about Captain Sir Tom Moore, police have said. And this story does go down and explain a little bit more about Tom Moore, but it's a Police Scotland spokesperson said on Friday, February 5th, 2021, we received a report of an offensive tweet about Sir Tom Moore, who died on Tuesday, 2nd of February. 35-year-old man has subsequently been arrested and charged in connection with communication offenses and is due to appear in the Lanark Sheriff County on Wednesday, 17th of February. This is why I tell you guys, get off social media. Get off Facebook, get off Twitter. I mean, if you want to browse them with a generic something that has a made-up email that's not attached to anything else, a made-up name that's not attached to anything else, no phone number, go ahead, browse at your leisure. I do that on Twitter. I don't do it on Facebook, but mostly I do that so I can find stories. But I told you, this kind of stuff is coming where you cannot open your mouth. You can't speak against the party, the system, the government, the police, the blah, blah, blah. It's coming. So today's sponsor is me. Please join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. I put up for anybody that wants to watch over there. That is my backup for my videos from here. And if you are you can become a member for free. If you become a sponsor, it's just a couple of bucks a month. You have a one-on-one. You can private message me. I'll answer questions and help you out with any questions that you have over there. Plus, you get access to all my episodes on podcast, which are like 35 megabytes versus a 750 megabyte download for the video. And you're going to get some unique stories and stuff that I'm going to start doing over there pretty soon. Right now, I'm kind of trapped in Florida. I'm helping the family out. My father, as many of you know, has Parkinson's disease and has dementia. Well, it's actually technically Alzheimer's disease. The other day, you know, to tell you kind of why it's really good to appreciate people that are in your life that you care about. My father is the one that taught me everything. Plumbing, electrical work, carpentry, how to repair a toilet, how to lay tile. This man taught me everything in the world. And the other day he had to ask me to pop his hood and test his battery because it wasn't starting the car. He didn't remember how to use a voltmeter, which is something he taught me a long time ago. So it kind of really settles home. Make sure to spend time with and appreciate the loved ones that you have while you have them. But anyway, because of the censorship stuff, that's why I've got that other channel. So that if you guys want to talk in the forums and chat over there, I'm the moderator, or excuse me, you guys are your own moderators. I don't moderate. So really, you can pretty much talk about anything. Couple more stories here. Let's see. I wanted to talk about the Amazon commercial during the Super Bowl. It's not okay to objectify women. It's not okay to leer at women. It's not okay to put women in just as you looking at them in a pure physical manner. We have to appreciate them for their minds and their. I want you to watch this video, and I'll explain it afterwards for those of you that are just listening. I want you to watch this Amazon video or commercial. It's about a minute long. Watch how they objectify men and watch how poorly this woman treats her husband, making him look like a loser.
It's just flawless, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, I literally couldn't imagine a more beautiful vessel for Alexa to be.
All right.
Alexa?
I am going to pause it here a second just so you guys don't have to just wait for a minute. A woman is looking at the new Alexa, which is a home device that's interconnected to the web, plays music, lets you shop and stuff. It's got a new it's like a ball now instead of the tower. And she sees Michael B. Jordan out on a bus. And they said, well, you couldn't ask for a better vessel to appreciate Alexa more. And of course, she sees Michael B. Jordan. And now she's picturing Michael B. Jordan as Alexa, or Alexa as Michael B. Jordan.
How many tablespoons are in a cup?
There are 16 tablespoons in a cup.
Babe. Food just got here. Why are you cooking? Who's that?
Alexa, turn on the sprinklers.
Honey, I already ran the sprinklers.
So they got Michael B. Jordan answering her questions. He's standing out in the sprinklers, getting all wet and looking all sexy. And the husband's like, but baby, I already watered the lawn. You're going to flood it.
Things are getting way too wet around here.
Alexa, dim the lights.
She asks for him to dim the lights, and he takes his t-shirt off and throws it over the light. All the women are staring at him shirtless.
Add bath oils to my shopping list.
Alexa, no, don't do that.
The husband's complaining. And now she's in the bathtub with Michael B. Jordan.
And change. Also kissing him.
Honey, other people have to use the bathroom.
And the husband's outside the door feeling like all insecure and everything. It's, you know, here's the thing. If you were to reverse this and make it a guy and he's like doing things like what, doing something wrong, and the wife's like, honey, what are you doing? Honey, please stop. Honey, pay attention to me. Honey. And he's ignoring the wife. But in the meantime, Alexa's like this beautiful blonde in like a bikini or something or other. The internet would explode. But it's okay to do it to men. It's okay to be harsh against men and sexist against men, because who cares what men think? The double standard here is just unbelievable. Okay, getting on to our main story here. Thanks for putting up with me, but I wanted to always give you guys a little bit of tidbits of news and other things that I see, things that annoy me, because a lot of you guys don't see this stuff, and I'm on the web all day looking at crap, so I might as well bring some of it towards you. So why do men lose out on long-distance relationships? Well, from a video I did just a couple of days ago, men really get their needs met through physicality, through thoughtful deeds, for being appreciated, and for the romantic stuff that they get in the bedroom. That's really it. Most men, I think, if you said, hey, the bedroom is completely off the table with a woman, would you ever date her or marry her? I don't know of many men, I don't know of any men that would say yes. But if you went, even if she was successful and she had money, and I don't know of many men that would say yes. But if you were to turn around and ask a woman, like, what would you be with a guy, like, he wouldn't sleep with you, but he was successful, you got a pretty home, you know, you'd magically have kids. A lot of women would be like, yeah, because I got my toys, you know, and I'd get the money, I'd get the gravy train. But I wanted to read this paragraph because this is how men get their attention. For many men, it is through bedroom intimacy or bedroom fun intimacy that they feel emotionally connected, admired, and desired. Typically, women are the opposite. They need to feel emotionally connected, usually through thoughtful acts and conversation, before they want to or are inspired enough to engage in the bedroom. So if a woman is not feeling emotionally fulfilled in her marriage, she will often stop having the bedroom fun. But guys really, like, you can ask a guy that's kind of bummed out, not like full on, like deeply bummed out, but a guy's kind of having an off night, you know, like, I'm just kind of having a bad day. If a woman's like, you want me to go in the bedroom, would that cheer you up? Most men are like, yep, sure would. If a guy's got a lot on his mind and he wants to relieve some stress, yep, bedroom would work pretty well. Guy's having a great day, wants to cap off the day with a good time, yep, that bedroom would. Like, most guys are pretty good with the bedroom. And because we're not big talkers, we're not big communicators, men don't sit down and share their lives. And I've said this in another video recently, a guy can catch up with another guy by, hey man, I haven't seen you in a year, how's it going? Good, dude, how's it with you? Good, cool. You want to shoot some pool? Yep, done. Men have caught up in the last year. Women tend to talk, I've heard women tell me about their day that are 10 times longer than conversations I've had with men I haven't seen for a while. So what does this have to do with dating? Well, long distance dating, you're not going to get the bedroom. You're not going to get the closeness. You're not going to get the spiciness of, all it is talking on the phone. So I looked up online, and I'm going to put my own thoughts into this, but I looked up online 10 downsides of long-term distance relationships and then 21 upsides. And you know what's amazing? The 21 upsides are all for women. They don't do anything for men. So here from Paired Life, Physical Intimacy and Dating, the 10 main downsides of long-distance relationships, I'm going to say according to women. The traveling can get tiresome. Yeah, but if you're driving, say, an hour, hour and a half every weekend, and you spend a 2 or 3 day weekend with them, it could be worth it. The expenses, yeah, if you're the one traveling, it can cost more. You can't see each other daily. That's mostly against the men because, hey, we like our bedroom fun. Your physical relationship is limited. Yep, that's the men, again, or non-existent if it's long, long distance. Misunderstandings, that's probably going to come from the woman's side. Trust issues, that's on both sides because both men and women are going to, it's the world of instant gratification nowadays. So if you can't have somebody close by you and they're on the other side of the country at college and you get to see them maybe 3 times a year, something's going to come up where they're either A, cheating on you, or B, oh, I met somebody, it's not going to work out between us and it's over. So it's almost a guarantee over. Set number 7, you live by a schedule. That's not too bad. I mean, but if it's a long distance, long time schedule, it's not going to work. Loneliness. That's more for the women, I think. Maybe not. If she has a lot of social friends, maybe that could be more of the guy's issues. But if you're living a good life and you're happy and you're successful and you got your hobbies and you got a lot going on, you shouldn't really ever be lonely if you're without even your partner. You should have plenty of things to do. Partners, friends, and family. Let me growing apart. Let me see what they say for partners, friends, and family. The growing apart, that's going to happen no matter what. They say partners, friends, and family. One issue that is easily overlooked is that when you're in a normal relationship, there's a tendency to have more contact with your partners, friends, and family. This is useful as you get to see your partner operating in different social contexts. Maybe. Nowadays, most people have pretty long-term relationships without even knowing each other's last names, the way it seems. But let's look at the 21 best tips on making a long-distance relationship work. And this is written by K. Nigel. And they say here, number one, avoid excessive communication. Men do not want to excessively communicate. That's a ladies' thing, if you ask me. Number two, see it as an opportunity. Oh, we're long distance. It's an opportunity to talk a lot and get to know each other. Pass. Like, I want to get to know somebody, but I also want to be like have bedroom fun with them and actually spend physical time with them so you can get the physical fun. What's a relationship without physical fun for men? Nothing. Boring. Now, a lot of you may disagree with me. This is just my opinion. But I don't know, again, I don't know too many guys that are like, oh man, I love talking on the phone for like an hour every night with my girlfriend and we do long distance phone spicy time where we each do a video call and we're taking care of business ourselves. Oh, good times. Can't wait to go through that. Pass. And again, these are just my opinions. Some of you might be okay with it. I think it's a loss. Set some ground rules to manage your expectations. Well, don't expect anything. There you go. They say here, for instance, are you too exclusive? Is it all right for the other person to go on dates? What is your commitment level? It's better to be open with each other about all these things. If you're like, what's the point? If you're not exclusive, and you're going out and sleeping with people and she's going out and sleeping with people, are you even dating if it's long distance? Like at that point, aren't you just making phone calls and staying in touch with somebody for nothing? Like, really? Unless you're friends. And then if you're friends at that point, great. She dates, you date, and you just kind of hang out as friends. Long distance friends between guys and women, I think, can work a heck of a lot better because there's not that attraction. You both have your own lives. But again, like, why bother? Why? But do you really then want to go see her and you're going to have some bedroom fun and she might have been, or you might have been, he might have been with somebody 3-5 nights before? Get out of here. Try to communicate regularly and creatively. No. Not why? Why? Just why? To up the game, send each other's pictures, audio clips, and short videos from time to time. By putting this kind of effort, you make the other person feel loved and attended to. Men, if she sends you a bunch of texts and maybe even some spicy photos, do you feel attended to? Or would you rather be with a woman that's like literally right there taking care of business for you, if you know what I'm saying? That's being attended to. Talk dirty with each other. Again, doesn't do it for me. Avoid dangerous situations. If you already know that you're going to the club or going out having a couple of drinks with your group of friends late at night will displease your partner, then you should either one, not do it, or two, tell your partner beforehand as to reassure him or her. If you're on opposite sides of the country and you're not seeing each other, or even if you're 3 or 4 hours apart and can't see each other that often, are you really going to have to call and say, hey, I'm going out with my friends, is that okay? Really? And what if they say no? You're either not going to have any friends and you just sit at home waiting for the person long distance away, or they say, go ahead, but please be good. Okay. Like, how many people are really being good nowadays? Get out of here. Do things together. How are you going to do things together if you're apart? And they say, oh, play an online game together. Watch a documentary on YouTube or Vimeo at the same time. Sing to each other while on Skype while one of you plays the guitar. If this doesn't tell you this is written by a woman to meet a woman's needs, and guys, if you do this, good on you. I'm sorry, but maybe go get your testosterone checked. Maybe I'm being a jerk here, but forget about it. Do similar things. Recommend books, TV shows, music together. Make visits to each other. Well, duh. Visits are the highlight. After all the waiting, yearning, and absence, you finally go get to meet up and do all the little things like kissing and holding hands, etc. Okay. It will be like fireworks, glitter bombs, confetti, rainbows, and butterflies everywhere. Sure, it will. Maybe when the guy finally, gets to release his stress, if you know what I'm saying, maybe then it'll be some fireworks and glitter bombs, but get out of here. Have a goal in mind. What do we want to achieve at the end of the day? How long are we going to be apart? What about the future? Enjoy your alone time and your time with your friends and family. That is the best advice I could give you, whether you're in a long-distance relationship or not. Enjoy your alone time and with your friends and family, and do that forever, and don't worry about the long-distance relationship. Stay honest with each other. Okay, yeah, good luck on that. Know each other's schedules. Okay, so you know when they're free so you can drop a text or make a call at the right time. If you're across the country, I am not scheduling my day around your needs. I'm going to be doing what I want, when I want, how I want. Now remember, this is coming from a bachelor. If this were coming from a dating channel, it might be completely different. But what am I getting out of this relationship? A long-distance friend? I got guys. I got guy friends. I can go down to the pub, have a cold one with some guy friends, shoot a game of pool, go motorcycle riding, work on my bus, help family with things. I got a million other things than to sit on a phone call all day to a gal that I'm not even going to be able to be physical with. That's a hard pass. Keep track of each other's social media activities. Wrong. Do I have a warning? Do I have a warning bell here? I know I got one somewhere. I'm not going to dial through all my buttons here. No, get off social media. They say like each other's photos on Facebook and Instagram. Tweet to each other. Tag each other. Oh, yes, that's love. Okay. Gift a personal object for the other person to hold on to. Oh, here's a teddy bear. Or a ring, a keychain. A collections of songs and videos. Okay, I'm going to send you a collection of songs and videos. I am now 14 again. It is now 1990 something or other, and I'm going to send you a playlist on a CD. Get out of here. Get a good messaging app. Okay. Snail mail your gift. Oh, mail them a gift. cool t-shirts, spicy underwear. Okay, stay positive, right? Keep each other updated on each other's friends and families. Does any of this, I mean, be honest with me, guys, comment down below. Does any of this genuinely sound good to any of you? That it sounds like a great idea to waste your time, I'm sorry, to spend your time doing this. Does that sound like a good idea to anybody? Guys, let me know, seriously, let me know. Am I just way off base here? This sounds like the most monumental waste of time you could ever do in your life ever for somebody that's more than likely going, and I think this both ways, both for the women and the men and the women. I think this is a monumental time to just, or a monumental waste of your time, because it's almost assured the other person is going to start sleeping with somebody, dating somebody else, or is just going to lose interest in you. I mean, you need that closeness. Maybe it's just me. Let me know in the comments below. 20, video call whenever possible. Because looking into each other's eyes and hearing each other's voices can make everything feel all right again. This might have been written by the Hallmark company that makes all the love cards. Give each other's pet names. Because it's cute, it keeps the lovey-dovey going. This is pretty much, now I hate to say this, but this is pretty much the best article I found on long-term relationships or long-distance relationships, and it sucks. No way, no how. If you can see each other occasionally on the weekends, the way it can go is, hey, maybe you send a couple texts, maybe you make a couple phone calls during the week, like, how's things going? Good. Hey, everything good? Yeah, see you Friday. Right on. Done. And then you have all your communication and all your one-on-one fun, all the bedroom fun, all that stuff. When you see each other on the weekend, then you go your own way for the week. To me, that's almost an ideal relationship. Like, I don't want to be around you all the time. I got life to live. I got things I want to do. I got hobbies. I got friends. You get a little one-on-one time. You do your thing. Great. But beyond that, what's a guy get out of this? Maybe some of you want this. Maybe you want some of this emotional stuff. Not me. To me, it just doesn't seem like men want this. To me, men want pretty much just to get lucky with one person they can rely upon, trust upon, and get some of those affirmations that I read. Again, men want, it's through the bedroom fun they feel emotionally connected, admired, and desired. Those are three things out of the five that men need. And what are the five things that men need? They want to feel useful, purposeful, admired. They want to feel desired. Here's the five needs right here. Admiration, physical attractiveness. In other words, the woman finding him physically attractive. Recreational companionship, that's hanging out with somebody. Bedroom fulfillment, domestic support. Domestic support is, baby, I cooked you dinner. Hey, I cleaned this up for you. I did you some laundry because you're awesome and you do great things for me. You're not getting that in a long-distance relationship. Bedroom fulfillment, not getting that in a long-distance relationship. Recreational companionship, which means doing something with somebody fun, not getting that in a long-distance relationship. Physical attractiveness, her saying you're hot. Okay, oh, yay, when it's on the other end of a phone and you can't do anything about it. And admiration. Oh, you're so wonderful at calling me on time and texting me twice a day. You're amazing. Not going to do it. I'm just not feeling it. Let me know. Again, let me know if I'm wrong in the comments. All right, now it is time for the dating profiles of the day. All right, this is sent in from a user. This gal liked him. Congratulations to you. She does have a very... two or three nose piercings, which looks unique. She has very long nails, and she has electric blue hair. She's 25. She says, I chopped my hair off. 25. Let me be your future ex-wife. Yeah, this is coming out great. I'm happy and I'm bi. So she will take you or your sister, you know, if she finds you both attractive. I'm not interested in being your third partner, a unicorn. You are not a unicorn, trust me. I don't want to be effing your girlfriend. My dog is my best friend. Her name is Chevy. ACABBLM. Introverted but lonely. Emotionally unavailable until we click. I'm a cannabis enthusiast. I can roll my own S. I don't need your help. I'm a college student for the fourth time because why not? Too poor to travel the world with you. And I changed your name. It had a lot of other letters in here. But I guess this is Snapchat, maybe? Her name is Homewrecker. There are just... I don't even need to say anything. Like, the profile says it for itself. There are so many red flags here, you could cut the fabric and probably cover France with as much red fabric out of all these flags. It's obvious that the only type of relationship you could have with somebody like this is a purely physical one, if you're okay with that, because they're just unavailable. They're just a special person. That's all I gotta say. And our last dating profile of the day. This gal is 20. I cut off a little bit of the photo, but it's her in a selfie in the mirror showing her buttocks. And she's a store assistant. She says she's 5'3". I honestly don't know why I'm on here because I'm still madly in love with my ex. Great, so you're completely unemotionally available, and there's a good chance that if he calls you for a hookup, you're going to ditch whoever you start dating to go back to him. Well, that sounds lovely. I've got a daughter, and she's my number one priority, again at 20. I have 21 tattoos and 19 piercings before you ask. Okay, like, I'm not against tattoos, but I'm guessing maybe there's not a lot of skin left. And I have 19 piercings. Even if you have 8 in each ear, there's still another 3 or 4 that have got to be somewhere creative. Again, if you're into that, great. Someone like this, me personally, I'd probably take a magnet on the date and just see if I could get anything to like jump out or move a little bit to find out where they are. Maybe she's got the nips jumping or something. I'd take a magnet and just kind of wave it. I know stainless steel doesn't, but you never know. Maybe she's got something unique. Guys, here's the thing. Long distance relationships might, if you've got a girl and you're dating and she's going to be leaving or you're leaving, break up. It may hurt. Go through the pain. Go hang out with friends. Go meet somebody new. Get over it. The long distance thing is just, it's pulling the Band-Aid off real slow. And all you're going to do is you may still be emotionally invested. She may call you and be like, oh yeah, I met a new guy. I think I want to date him. And then all of a sudden on Facebook, you see all their photos together. She's going to look happy. You're going to feel miserable. Or the vice versa could happen. You could meet somebody and then you got to break up with her. And then's all the crying and all of this. And you promised me, just forget it. Break up. You're not going to get anything out of a long distance relationship. Just move on. Move on. It'll be easier. Don't start one. You're just wasting your time because you can emotionally fulfill like a lot of her emotional needs. You're the someone she can talk to when she's bored or doesn't have maybe her new boyfriend that she's also dating by her side and he's not replying to the text because he's a bad boy. She'll reach out to you for a time waster. Don't do it. Don't do long distance relationships. For men, it's a sheer loss.